You can't fight Islam with Charlie Hebdo. It's not going to work.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
You can only fight Islam with the cross.
That's right. Well, so, thank you. Exactly. The First Amendment is not going to defeat Islam. The Battle of Lepanto was won by Our Lady because those men under Don John prayed the rosary on their way to that battle, and they were victorious. The Battle of Vienna was won by Jan Sobieski because Jan Sobieski was a Polish Catholic, and they prayed the rosary, and they prayed to Our Lady for intercession as well. God won those battles against the fake God that is Allah. Folks, you got to get this through your head. Bombs and tanks and nukes and submarines and ships and all that and armies. The armies are necessary. Unfortunately, when you're dealing with Islam, they do know one repelling a force, and that is military a military defeat.
But you know what? What is very interesting, I bought General Flynn's book the other day, Fighting the Field, I think it's called. And I want to rehabilitate him a little bit after he resigned, because it's very interesting what he says in this book. I think it was published last year in the fall. He says that to fight radical Islam, you need to fight their values and their religious beliefs. That's what he's saying. Bombs cannot do it. That's what he's saying.
Right.
So you need to change their mindset, and you need to tell them that they're wrong in what they believe in, this, he said. And I think it was fantastic that a military man with his background would acknowledge that.
Maybe that's why they went after him.
Exactly. Because it is a war on Christianity in the end. It's a war on Christianity, and it's global. It's global. And that's why they hate Russia, because Russia is now becoming a Christian superpower. That's what, I mean, those people are working for evil forces.
Right.
And they don't like this light. They don't like the light. That's why they don't like the truth. They don't like Christian values. Because this will expose their moral corruptions and all the evil deeds that they're up to. So that's why I think it's, you could be right. That might be the spiritual explanation of why he had to resign.